Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled Summer Reading, Catholic Style, written by Tyler Lomnitzer and read by Rachel Dugan Wood. Ah, summer. The sun is shining. The beach is calling. There's much more time for leisure, which is so important. Read Joseph Pieper if you need convincing. For me, more leisure means more time to read and write, and consequently, more time to explore the beauty of our faith. Here's what I'm reading this summer. Number one, Consoling Thoughts on Trials of an Interior Life by St. Francis de Sales, compiled by Père Huguet. This book provides profound yet practical advice for every situation in the interior life. It is a book I will revisit for the rest of my life, and one that some priests that I know claim is better than St. Francis's more famous masterpiece, Introduction to the Devout Life. Each chapter focuses on a specific issue related to the interior life. With chapters such as When Our Miseries Come and Trials in Prayer, there is something in this book for everyone who has ever struggled to maintain their prayer relationship with God. Number two, Four Quartets by T.S. Eliot. Speaking of works I will revisit for the rest of my life, I read Four Quartets multiple times a year, including every summer. I mentioned this genius work in a previous blog, and I must bring it up again. This four-part poem from Eliot isn't the lightest read, but there are plenty of commentaries out there for guidance. I recommend Dove Descending, A Journey into T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets. Written after his conversion, Four Quartets can be read as a response to Eliot's earlier, more famous, and more despondent poem, The Wasteland. Whereas The Wasteland ponders whether a life of harmony and wholeness is possible in the modern world, The Four Quartets presents God's plan for salvation history as not only possible, but ideal. And let me tell you, Eliot's incredible verse is a spiritual game changer. Number three, Spiritual Writings by Flannery O'Connor, edited by Robert Ellsberg. Flannery O'Connor never wrote formal spiritual writings. Rather, this is a collection of her letters and other works that touch on spiritual topics. Her writing style is sharp and punchy and will have you on the edge of your seat. The collection includes one of Flannery's more famous letters, wherein she recounts her argument with a writer about the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Flannery says to the writer, who has just asserted that the Eucharist is a mere symbol, "Well, if it's a symbol, to hell with it." If you like literature of the American South, snappy comebacks, and/or want to join the Catholic hipster scene, Flann is your girl. Number four, 40 Years with a Saint, Blessed Alvaro de Portillo on Saint Jose Maria Escriva by Cesare Cavallari. Saint Jose Maria is a 20th century saint who founded Opus Dei, a personal prelature in the Catholic Church that focuses on finding and serving God through everyday life. Opus Dei runs the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C., where many young professionals, like myself, attend talks and social gatherings. This book is the thoughts of one saint on another saint. That's pretty awesome. There are also many awesome YouTube videos with footage of Saint Jose Maria Escriva, which I encourage you to watch. It's wild that we live in an age where we have footage of saints in action. Number five, Pier Giorgio Frassati, A Hero for Our Times, by Christina Sicardi. Modern Catholic lore is full of epic stories about Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. One of my favorites is that he used to go to the local pool hall and hustle the other players. When he won, he didn't take his opponent's money, but instead he had them spend an hour with the Blessed Sacrament. I picked up this book to verify these stories and to learn more about the man who proclaimed Verso le alto, meaning to the heights. It's not disappointing. Number 6, Meeting Jesus Christ, Meditations on the Word, by Monsignor J. Brian Bransfield. As Catholics, we tend to get a bad reputation for our lack of engagement with Scripture, even though every Sunday Mass is flooded with passages and references. This book helps us dive a bit deeper into both familiar and more obscure gospel passages. If you want to engage more with Scripture this summer, this book is a great place to start. Number 7, Laris, by Eugene Vodolazkin, translated by Lisa C. Hayden. Everyone loves a good Russian novel, and there are many. Think Anna Karenina, War and Peace, Crime and Punishment, The Brothers Karamazov, etc. Loris is a contemporary Russian novel about holiness. Loris loses the love of his life when she dies giving birth, and the rest of the story is about how he comes to terms with his suffering and ultimately with God. The book is extraordinary, and this translation is superb. It's also a great work of historical fiction, illustrating life in Russia during the Middle Ages.